got to be able to do a C-section at the drop of a hat. So that was a major problem. We were cited by IDPH because we didn't have adequate redundancy. So that's what this project's all about, and that's going as planned and going very well. The second construction project, which the board approved last year, a hospital infrastructure improvement project to the tune of approximately $40 million. Because of the extent of that, it required a certificate of need. For any significant hospital construction project, there's a state board, I believe, that has to give approval for that to go ahead. Otherwise, I guess they're worried about too much redundant spending on infrastructure. Anyways, 2 days ago, that CON was approved. So all systems are go. We got the green light to proceed with that project. That had been held up a couple months awaiting the approval of the certificate of need. I'd like to bring your attention to three items that we'll be voting upon this afternoon, which we discussed in our committee as it kind of is within our realm of purview. Item four today, reappoint members to the Division of Specialized Care for Children Advisory Board. Our medical chief of staff, Dr. Chamberlain, serves on this board, heartily endorses the three individuals recommended. Item five, appointment of Vice President of Health Affairs. As you probably remember from our last board meeting, two board meetings ago, our committee heartily endorsed this concept brought forth by President Hogan, and we enthusiastically support his recommendation of Dr. Garcia to this position. As many of you might know, Dr. Joe Flaherty, the Dean of the Medical School, has informed us that he will resign as Dean of the College of Medicine effective 1 May 2011. Obviously, we thank Joe for his many years of dedicated service. I think he started as an undergrad in Urbana Medical School in Chicago, stayed there residency and all the way up to the dean. I think he's been in our system for over 40 years. But he's decided to pursue other interests. Chancellor Alan Mears has recommended the appointment of Dr. Dimitri Azar as interim dean. That's item seven on our agenda today. At the meeting, Chancellor Alan Mears also briefed us on the search process for replacement for permanent dean, and those machinations are underway. The committee held a brief discussion on the possibility of changing the name of our committee to reflect the broader scope of our responsibilities, and we plan to discuss that further at our next meeting in Chicago on June 8th. The final aspect I want to discuss is to give you a report on the hospital's recent inspection by the Joint Commission on Accreditation of Hospitals. For those of you not in the medical world, the Joint Commission evaluates hospitals exhaustively. Inspection of facilities, inspection of clinical care and procedures. This happens on a minimum of every 3 years. We had our inspection, I'm thinking about a month ago, was when it was carried out. And I can confidently say we passed with flying colors. I think this is a wonderful reflection on all of our hospital employees. I thank them for their hard work and dedication, proof of their commitment to quality, and I think the university can be very proud of their work. Thank you. That's all I have. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Tim, I had a question in the standard report that we get on the hospital results. The operating income is expressed with an add back and depreciation, and that certainly in the real estate industry that's sort of become a standard practice, with the notion that depreciation isn't real. But in the medical field, where we need to stay current with our reinvestment into expensive technology, tuition may be real. I mean, not tuition, the depreciation may be real. Okay. And I wonder if your committee would might address that issue of the, you know, proper way to look at the financial results with or without depreciation.
Be more than happy to look into it. I must confess, when it comes to accounting, that's one of my many non-fortes. We may ask Walt to give us some help on that, or?
Well, Heather. I was going to say, Bill's over there still. I mean, he's probably the expert on hospital accounting, I guess.
Well, I wouldn't be afraid to delegate if I were you.
you know, I. Do you want a short explanation now, or would you prefer that we discuss it in committee and give you a more thorough report later?
I think everybody'd appreciate a more thorough report later.
Must be lunchtime, huh? Be glad to. Thanks for the suggestion.
I think that the issue you're talking about, of depreciation being real, not only the hospital, it's the whole university. You look at the deferred maintenance throughout the university that we've had to deal with over the years because of the lack of funding, and it is real. And every year that you don't really recognize that, you put off the eventuality of it. And I know the hospitals had a challenge with that. So it's real stuff.
And it may be helpful to address the entire issue of deferred maintenance at yep. one of your meetings, right. Which would be.
Where's Mike Bass?
Yeah.
That's Mike, there you go.
Okay. Okay, so are there any other questions for Tim and the committee? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So I think what we'd like to do now is maybe have a working lunch, and we'd do that in executive session, which would allow us to discuss university employment or appointment-related matters if needed, pending probable or imminent litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the university, and any collective bargaining negotiations that are ongoing. And if it's possible, it would be great to get a motion along those lines at this time.
So moved. Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Thank you all. I think we're moving to C&D, which is on the...
Is that where we were?
Is that where we were? Thank you. Once again, I just want to apologize to all of the observers and our guests for taking so long, but there are a range of personnel issues that we are trying to grasp, and we needed a little extra time. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to Jim Montgomery, who's pinch hitting for Pam Strobel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee last met on February 21st, 2011 at 1 p.m. The meeting was held at the Chicago campus with video conference sites available in Springfield and Urbana. Trustees Hassara, myself, Strobel were in attendance, as well as a number of university officers. Committee members approved the minutes from the meeting that it was held in January of 2011 and met briefly in an executive session to consider university employment or appointment-related matters. The agenda for the meeting included several reports and presentations, including the University Ethics Office annual report, which was provided by Ms. Donna McNeely, University Ethics Officer. She provided an overview of the work completed in 2010, including updates to the university's annual ethics training and the electronic publication of the sixth edition of the Handbook for Good Ethical Practice. She presented plans for 2011 and highlighted efforts to assist with procurement reporting resulting from Senate Bill 51 and the completion of Statement of Economic Interest forms. She also provided an update on trustee compliance requirements, including the impact of Senate Bill 51 reporting. Dr. Avijit Ghosh, Vice President for Technology and Economic Development, and Mr. Steve Veazey, Deputy University Counsel, provided an update on amendments to the operating agreement of the University of Illinois Research Park, LLC, and Mr. Veazey provided a summary of his comments and those of outside counsel regarding the current and proposed organizational structure and composition of the Research Park Board of Managers. There was no opposition to the proposed amendments. Dr. Michelle Thompson,